So I titled this evening Confessions because I wanted to come on and I'm just going to rattle some stuff off for accountability and confessing what has been going on in my life the past few months out loud. So, James is in a sleep study right now to get a diagnosis on his sleep apnea and snoring and all that good stuff that he has been experiencing for as long as I've known him, years and years and years. He carries this stress in his belly and it affects him for sleeping, and it has for a very long time, which is very common in the military. It's very common in the world, but especially and specifically in the military, it's part of how we manage or don't manage our stress. Super fun. Anyways, so I just was thinking about why I get stuck and how I get derailed and what my story looks like from the outside versus the inside, or when you're going through it. You know, we read several things this morning on the 1% from Atomic Habits, and it just had me thinking all day. I am sweating. I think my fever is breaking, but I'm drinking hot tea. I am sickly. I don't know if anybody else is suffering. Well wishes to you all, and hope that we kick this freaking pollen allergy, whatever is going on for the springtime, fast. So in January, it was the 1-year anniversary since we buried Pops, my father-in-law. We had to put Oscar, my 13-year-old rescue from Pensacola boxer mix. He was the second oldest dog. Kita was the first one. We put her down 2 years ago in August. She was almost 14. So, long time. In February, it was the 2-year anniversary of losing my mother-in-law. So, that was something. In March, I lost my cousin, who is only 8 years older than me, and I hadn't seen him for a while. And, you know, grief hits you in so many different ways and at so many different times that you don't even know. Well, I can't speak for anybody else. I don't even know what is happening until I've been able to coach myself or get myself through it. So I have been riding the grief wave for quite some time. And when, you know, there's a death that you don't get closure for, whether it be a funeral or a celebration of life or some sort of way to cope and honor the person that is passing. For me personally, I carry around dissatisfaction. And I've tried to do it on my own. I've tried to do it with, you know, my little family here, but it is very different when you get around the people that knew the person like you did, that grew up with them, that can memorialize them in a way that only people that were super close to them or have those memories with them can do. So it's pretty sad. There are two people that I cared a great deal about that I haven't gotten that closure for. And I'm carrying that. And when I sit and I think about what all my stuff is that is holding me back, some of these things pop up. There's so many things going on, you know, with James and the boys that I feel like I carry with me also. You run in a circle and you align with people, you life with them, and then you link up, right? Your feelings, your emotions, your routines, your habits on the positive and on the negative side. And so I put this on here as Evening Confessions because I just want to get everything out, kind of, that I've been thinking about or feeling. And like, if anybody watches or feels like they want to comment or engage and they might find it relatable, then so be it. If not, then I have a record or a document to pull from later. But I spoke on the live this morning and I want to start doing video journals and share things that I've experienced. I'm kind of catching up and giving context to where I'm at right now, where I have been the past few months. Kind of let sadness take over for a little while. And I've had some breakthroughs lately. I'm going through the certified transformational trainer program with Lisa Nichols. If you don't know who that is, she's worth looking up. She has severely impacted my life and my lifestyle and been an answer to a lot of my prayers, and it's going to continue. So anyways, while I'm in this transformation, while I'm embodying the transformation, when you're going through it, it is a whole different thing, right? And you have to go through it and transform yourself in order to facilitate or help others do the same. So we have video journals there, and we have these classes, and we have breakthrough events, and I'm doing all of this and still lifing and still pulling, you know, the single parent thing 5 or 6 weeks at a time. James is doing amazing with the connection and collaboration, even with the distance, but it is different not having him physically here. Big turning points in the boys' lives, and we're all noticing, you know, what it's like to be missing your fourth, or the completion of the circle, so to speak, for right now. So navigating that, I mean, he left in August and you're like, oh, you've had 6 months, you should be adjusted. I don't think I'll ever adjust until he's back home. And thinking that, you know, it's 2 years of our life living apart, only seeing each other every 5 or 6 weeks, it sucks every single day. But it's manageable and it's only temporary. And these are the things I tell myself every day, but sometimes it gets really heavy. So that's where I'm at. Had an amazing spring break with Lincoln. The first part, we went out of town. It was his first high school field trip, which was pretty exciting. And he wanted me to go with. We went with the band trip, or the band crew, and about 140 students and 25 chaperones/adults, I think. It was an experience. I will need a year of recovery, but I will go back next year if he wants me to. Keep an eye out for the next, I'm hoping every day, but I'm going at least three times a week. I'll be popping on in the evening and sharing little tidbits and updates on life. I have been out of the game and I miss the connection and I miss the consistency and I want to do better. So if you're catching the replay, let me know. If you support anything I have said or want to see more, give me a like or let me know. It was short and just a quick update. Like I said, if you got any questions, let me know. I am going to start bringing content and having conversations with the confessions and relating it all together. So this is just me getting started, but I will share a story this week on why words matter and how I let a 15-year-old boy take my power for a minute because of a stupid statement he made that triggered me and allowed me to revisit so many things from my past by words. But that was on the band trip. I let it ruin me for about 3 hours and then gained my power back. I guess I reacted with emotion and then came back with logic. I want to read this. I read it this morning, but it has had an impact on me since it was read to me yesterday, and I've read it several times since then. Your potential is infinite and is always bigger than whatever problem you're going through, says Michael Bernard Beckwith, to give credit. Another one that I read today that I thought was very powerful that I needed to hear or read again. It's on my wall. I'm going to read it to you. People only see the minuscule aspects and pieces of your life. Their judgment of you is based on this. How silly would it be to establish your worth gathered from the perspective of another who barely understands themselves? Remember who the hell you are. Boom! Shots fired, hit, landed, accepted. That's right. Who am I? And who am I letting impact
my self-worth. Have a great Monday. Glad you tuned in. If you catch the replay, let me know. If you answer any of the questions, I would super appreciate it. Keep your eye out. I will be doing this more often after 7 p.m. Central Time. So if you're in a different time zone, whatever that is. Thank you.